Okay, we are recording.
Okay, good evening, folks. Wednesday, May 15th, about 5:06, and I call this meeting of the National Airport Authority Board of Directors to order. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Here.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Secretary Holland.
Here.
And Director Duquette.
Here.
And Dave Heath is absent this evening.
Okay. Public input as it pertains to this evening's agenda. Anybody want to say something about that? Okay, I'll take that as a no. Minutes approval of the NAA public minutes of April 17, 2024.
I will approve a motion to approve the minutes of the shortest meeting in NAA history.
Second.
Okay. And
you don't have to put that in.
Okay.
It's in there.
Let's see if we can beat that one tonight.
I was gonna say challenge accepted, I think I just heard.
Yeah, right, the turnaround is awesome. call the roll, please.
Oh, that's right. Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Okay, and did everybody get David's email?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I'm going to defer voting on approving the April financial statements. For him to be present. And, you know, of course, feel free to pepper Dave with questions if you have any. Communications, we have none this month. And that brings us to our report. And let's see. Operations in April, 5648, which is a healthy increase of 2325 or up 54% month over month, and year over year, that's up 23%. So that's good. We want people to fly. That brings us to airport manager's report.
Okay, you've all read my report, so there we have it. How's that for
fun?
First thing, a recent event, as many of you may already know, but for those who don't, regret to inform you of Steve Cunningham's recent passing. Steve passed away on Wednesday, May 8, 2024 at the Community Hospice House in Merrimack. Steve was 81 years old. He was a retired U.S. Air Force veteran, former president of the United States Aerobatics Foundation, founder and owner of National Flight Simulator, and a longtime community member of the Nashua Airport. Deepest sympathies to his family and friends. He'll truly be missed and never forgotten. Was able to see Steve about a week before he passed, so it was nice to see him, but sorry that he's gone. Upcoming events, Nashua Airport Authority and Affinity Aviation will be co-hosting a customer appreciation cookout on Friday, June 14th. From 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., this will be held at the Infinity Hangar at 117 Perimeter Road. Bring your appetites. There'll be lots of food and beverages, some music, and, you know, good pilot gathering. Next event, we've already talked about the next two, but the New Hampshire Aviation Museum Barbecue and Fly-In will be held at 81 Perimeter the following day on Saturday, June 15th from 10 to 2 p.m., Again, it's a paid event. You can purchase tickets online at the New Hampshire Aviation Museum website. And, of course, we have our Nashua Airport's annual Wheels and Wings event. It will be held on Saturday, September 21st, 2024. And the hours for that are from 10 to 2 p.m., all weather dependent. I'm just starting to prepare for that. Other items of interest. May 3rd, in preparation for seeking permission for our Wheels and Wings event from the FAA and DOT, we had a virtual meeting and discussed the policies regarding temporary closure of airports for non-aeronautical purposes. Although this is heavily weighted with aeronautical purpose, any component that's not aeronautical, you have to seek the permission from the DOT and the FAA. The process has changed in the last year, and it's a lot stricter, I would say, and requires a lot more prior planning and permissions. So I had our meeting on the 9th. Another meeting we had on the 9th was our pre-construction meeting for Taxiway Alpha Project. Project start date has yet to be determined. Danny and Matt will probably be speaking about this in a little more detail. We actually have some changes to this phasing of this project since we had that meeting. Again, I'll let Danny speak to that. Also on May 9th, Matt Karen and I attended the Nashua Tower Siting Study kickoff teleconference with 63 other FAA representatives.
Yeah, ask you about that.
Very well attended. Thank God not all of us had to speak. But, you know, got us moving in the right direction. We'd also had a few other meetings to do with that meeting that week, just ironing out some of the kinks in the tower siting process. Seems to be moving forward now, moving smoothly. We're only able to come up with one location that fit. They have a requirement for a... Are you going to speak about this at all, Matt?
A little bit.
All right,
but you're doing such a good job.
It's going to help your accelerate your timeline.
I'll let Max talk about it. They have guidelines for the size of the plot that you have to lay out. It really limited us to basically one location. We're going to modify that a little bit more tomorrow, too. May 10th, I met with Matt Karen and I met with Sam Durfee, City of Nashua Planning Manager, and Carter Fox, City of Nashua Deputy Planning Manager, and zoning administrator to discuss the city's plan for future development of the properties between Nashua Airport and Amherst Street. Brian?
Yeah. That would have been an interesting meeting.
It actually was. We'll talk about that later if you'd like.
Sure.
And that's all I have. Anybody have any questions? Bada bing.
Okay, that brings us to the engineer's report.
Okay, so I'm going to dovetail a little bit on what Chris had mentioned. Matt Karen with Gale Associates for the reporting. I'm accompanied by Danny Carrion of Gale Associates and Mark Atariano, who's behind DIN, also Gale Associates. Taxiway Alpha, the change order for the in-conduit taxiway lighting was approved on May 9th, which is good news. There was a pre-construction meeting that took place that same day, as Chris had mentioned. My update has the anticipated construction start date mid-June, as Chris alluded to. That date is a little bit on a sliding scale at the moment. There's the construction safety and phasing plan that was originally put together back in 2021 when this project got kicked off. That needs to go back for review to the FAA. There's about a 45-day window for the review on that. Hoping that Sean Tiny from the FAA is going to be able to sort of expedite that for us. So that is one issue that's sort of holding up the construction start date. The other piece is Cobo is waiting for the materials for that in-conduit piping. So that's about a 6 to 8 week lead time. As I mentioned, the change order was issued on May 9th, so I'm pretty sure that he contacted the company, Danny, correct me if I'm wrong, shortly thereafter. So once we have a definitive date on that, we'll work with you, Chris, as you know, and the authority to make sure everyone knows when the start date is going to happen.
Can I interject over here on that project?
Yep.
There was one other change that I went up and met with Danny and Matt and Mark the other day. The phasing of the project was in three phases, each with a phase A and a phase. And I found a problem, and the problem was in phase three that it shut down the taxiway Alpha from north of Golf all the way up to the threshold, so it would prevent any of the corporate jets from Corporate Row to get out to the runway without going down the inner taxiway. Well, the inner taxiway is not in good enough condition to be rolling Falcon jets over or even the Citation XLS that's down there, and definitely not the Longitude. So we revisited this, and we've made it so that we're going to take a portion of the taxiway where it goes from the threshold, comes back into the run-up area, and we're going to make that a separate phase that we'll do in conjunction with phase two, so that at any given time they'll have access to either going right out through the run-up area up to the runway via Alpha, or they can come out when they're doing phase two, they can go out golf. Phase two, they can go out golf and then down to Charlie. And if they have to back taxi, they'll back taxi, but that's not an issue. So that was another thing that we had to change, and, you know, will definitely be a cause of the 45-day wait as the FAA reviews.
Yeah, could it didn't take that long. Good enough.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, good. The other piece for this is the transplanting of the bird's foot violet that is expected to take place next Tuesday through next Friday. The transplanting is expected to occur between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m., with watering occurring between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. during those 4 days. Dane will be on site during the transplanting. So if anything does come off, he'll be there and he'll be able to address that. The taxiway lighting work to occur on taxiway Alpha East and West and Bravo to Charlie and Delta. Any of that work that needs to be done within the runway safety area does unfortunately require the runway to be closed. That is an FAA requirement. We tried to skirt around that. Unsuccessfully, Sean Tiny of the FAA was pretty adamant that we needed to stick to the FAA requirements on that. Obviously, July being a summer month up there in New England, that's a busy time for the airport. Chris, I think we talked about this the other day. We're going to work on identifying the best of the worst times to shut down the runway, trying to avoid Fridays and Mondays if possible, maybe like a Tuesday or Wednesday would be better. I don't expect that it will be shut down for any longer than a full day, and that's probably even being generous right there. So as we get closer to the construction start date and we have a better handle on when that might be shut down, we'll report back to the authority on that. But I'll stop and just see if there's any questions on that before we move on.
It was suggested also when that was brought up by the FAA that we would shut it down, do the work, reopen it, shut it down, do the work. Well, the problem is you have to put the exits out in the runway, all this coordination. It would have added more time to the project in terms of shutdowns than simply shutting it down for a single 8-hour day. So that's why we chose to do that.
Yeah. Chris, I assume you'll send out an email blast when
yeah.
you get your notes?
Yes. We're trying to get, we need to give like a 2-week notice to the tenants. So we've made that clear, but again, as we don't have a start date at this point, we can't do that at this point.
Right.
As soon as we know, we'll put the memo out.
Yeah, we're keeping a pulse on all of this and coordination. The second we know it, we're going to let Chris know and make sure that coordination gets out there.
And, you know, Continental and Cobo will know all this as well, so it won't be like, hey, we're going to do it tomorrow. Well, that can't happen, so.
Yeah, exactly. Any other questions on the Alpha projects? Seeing none, the rehab golf and Foxtrot ramp. Change order number one for the additional out-of-scope work was approved by NHDOT on May 9th. We are in the process of closing that project out. Once that's closed up, we'll remove it from this update. The relocate AWOS and SAWS. So Gail requested some additional details from the FAA for further clarification on the equipment foundation. There were some things that just aren't adding up on the plans that we have for them. We are expecting from them this week to provide us with some additional information. I don't believe we have heard from them to date, so we'll probably follow up with those guys tomorrow and see what the deal is, because we do want to get that put out to bid ASAP and get that moved. That's obviously in the way of any future hangar development over in that area where it's proposed by Knight Aviation and Greg Liaison's Infinity Aviation Group. Questions on the AWOS? Okay, no update on the land acquisition. That grant application for reimbursement was submitted back on January 11th, 2024. We're just waiting for the funding to be issued on that. The tower siting study, as Chris mentioned, we had a meeting with the tower siting FAA group on May 8th to discuss future funding of the tower, and then there was a subsequent meeting on May 9th to discuss potential siting locations. We've come up, as Chris mentioned, with one spot as of right now, given the parameters. I think originally they had mentioned that it had to be a 2-acre parcel that we needed to use, and that was dependent on the type of tower that was going to be constructed. I think where you're not using was the PAU tower. I don't believe those siting requirements are quite as stringent. There's another spot behind us in this parking lot in the wooded area that I want to take another look at, just to make sure that there is enough clearance so we can see out for the entire movement area at the runway. So I'm going to work with you tomorrow. I'll get you those coordinates. We'll send that back off that base. So it seems like we may have two potential sites for consideration. Just speaking out loud, I did pop into where Steve Brulé has his aircraft next to the land that we did purchase. There's another grass area over there.
Right.
I'm not sure that's
the thing we talked about
the other day, but I don't know if that's going to really work. But that could be a potential third option as a fallback in case something comes up with the other two. But we'll keep you posted. There's no immediate action from the authority this evening on that. Just let me know that we are coordinating with the appropriate FAA channels on that. The runway centerline crack ceiling and RSA repair project. As we mentioned last month, despite three contractors taking out claims, we did not receive any bids. We left that meeting tasked with reaching out to the three contractors to figure out why it was that they didn't bid on the project. Company A said that they did not have anyone internally to do the rubber removal and do not have any vulnerable connections. They have a lot of work scheduled for next year, so not looking for outside work that's outside of their wheelhouse. They said that they mainly do crack seal repair and line striping, not typically the earthwork. So that piece, the earthwork, the RSA work, is what kind of pushed them away from this one. There was another company that said the small work footprint made it difficult to justify the work that may need to be done. Again, this is the runway safety area work that turns them off. The third company, it said only two items that are in the scope are crack sealing item and preparation of crack sealing item, and the quantities are small. They don't perform pavement markings or landscape earthwork unless it's minimal. There's a decent amount of paint rubber removal, but that site work may have made it unattractive for a paint contractor to bid directly. I'd imagine this work would be bid that a site contractor might bid directly and subcontract out the paint and crack sealing work. So I guess the general consensus that we got was there's a lot of the companies may do the pavement work, or sorry, like the crack sealing work, but not necessarily the earthwork, and that seemed to sort of turn them off. So not sure where the authority wants to go with this. I just, as a recommendation, just thinking out loud, something we talked about internally, it may be best for us to work with a couple companies that we've worked with in the past. Chris, I'm thinking maybe Continental, maybe Lynch, for example, just to see if it's something that they may be willing to take on and bid on, and just do, again, some bidder outreach to see if we can get a company that might be interested in doing the work, doing both components of the work. So that's sort of where we are. So that project is not out to bid. Obviously went out to bid, there was no bids received. It does need to go back out, obviously. We can do as much bidder outreach as you want, but that project still needs to go back out to bid. And again, the cost of rebidding that are not eligible for reimbursement, just as a heads up.
What do you anticipate the cost for rebid?
We bid it through Project Dog. I want to say it's like $1,500. Give or take, is that right? That's fair. That's about $1,500 for it. So it's not a huge cost, but it is an expense. So
we split them. I think we had a conversation last time. If we split them, would it be $1,500 each, or would it
be a percentage
of the job or something?
I apologize. I did not follow up on that.
Either one of you guys know the answer to that?
I believe it's per job.
So per job.
It's a per bid package. It's about $1,000 per bid package.
Okay.
Would we have to put this back in the Telegraph as well, or would we just go to Project Dog?
I would probably do it through your normal procurement.
I believe you have to have it.
Yeah.
I think that's where the...
They were $1,000 as well in the Telegraph?
Yeah, that number 40, I think.
Okay. So I guess before doing that and spending money, my recommendation is between now and next month, if you give us some time to do some bidder outreach and just see if we can nail down a couple of firms that we think may pursue this and see where we land there. Then come back with, I guess, a formal vote from the authority to move forward with rebidding this project.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Did Chip Sir Lancelot bid on any of this contract?
They did not. Nobody bid on it. He said he was the company that said they do not have anyone internally to do the rubber removal and they do not have any local connection. So that was a turnoff for those guys.
So he was one of the ones that received the bid package.
That is correct. Okay. Yep. Just keeping in mind that the scheduling of doing the track filling, we weren't anticipating on completing until April of 2025, anyway, end of March, April of 2025 anyway, so it's not like we're up against this like really tight timeline, so let's just do our due diligence and see if we can't get this, someone to bid on this thing and make this thing whole for everybody. Any further questions on that? Seeing none, then yes, the last thing I have is I did meet with Chris and members of the city planning last Friday to discuss rezoning of Amherst Street. I think it was a really good idea. I don't know if it was you that reached out to them or them that reached out to you. I don't recall exactly how that meeting got set up, but it's a really good proactive approach to making sure that there's land uses that are compatible with the existing operations at the airport. You don't see that very often in communities where you have the city or town reaching out to the airport and the board members to sort of line up a meeting like that. So I thought it was a really good meeting. We met with them maybe for an hour, explained to them what all the imaginary surfaces are and how those sort of come into play. So it was a cool meeting. I appreciated being part of it, and we'll see where we go from there. And that's all I have.
Okay. Well, thank you, Matt.
And there was something about Brian Law was going to donate a portion of land.
I heard something along those lines.
Or something about Law Towers being built over there.
Well, yeah, the Brian Law Air Traffic Control Tower.
Yeah. Well, years ago, I remember there was a proposal to where the Chinese Bible study churches on Pine Hill. There was a proposal to take down that building and put up a multi-story...
Sort of five-story?
Yeah, a multi-story building.
It was a box-seated approach to 3-2. Yeah.
can touch the wheels on the top floor. Watch out for the prop.
That's good that the city reached out or you reached out.
No, they reached out to me. It was really good. You know, we have a good relationship with the planning and zoning department, and... if you recall, Jen Marchand.
Who? Sarah.
Sarah, I'm sorry. Yes. Sarah Marchand. You met with her, actually. I met with her several times, and she kind of passed the baton to the department. And they noticed, stay in touch with us, and they were truly interested in what we had to let them know.
So what are they doing to rezone? I mean, kind of dense over there.
It seemed like they're doing, a holistic update to
National Recode or something like that. Mm-hmm. They had a whole bunch of meetings last week, and unfortunately I couldn't go there.
I think the biggest thing that was, I would say, eye-opening for them is like how close, how hemmed in the airport is, like wetlands to the north and then obviously Amherst Street and stuff to the south. But then just showing them like the imaginary, like the approach surfaces and being like, this, it's this wide, and it goes out this far and it whales out and does this, and it's like, aircraft need this sort of, step down into the airport environment. It's like, absolutely. So, I think they were appreciative, and like I said, hopefully it prevents headaches and phone calls to Chris complaining about noise.
Okay, that's good. Let's see, that brings us to committees, from which we have none. Old business, and
so I can chat about that. Greg's not with us tonight, nor is Nye. They're in a meeting down at Hanscom this evening. But in speaking with Greg, as well as Gale Associates, Mr. Borsier had recently provided us with a land plat for both subject properties. And I met with Scott again yesterday, and he is putting all the meets and bounds into some verbiage that can go into the Appendix A of the lease. I met with Greg this morning and this afternoon, and the plan is for sometime within the next few weeks, we will have a lease drawn up and signed, and we'll present that to the board next month. I don't believe this even has to be voted on, so we already voted on the land lease terms, but we'll present it at next month's meeting. So at least Greg's ready to go. I did not speak with Nye from Nye Aviation, but we believe that his plans are all set to go as well.
Correct.
So all the civil engineering that redefines these lots here that are on like the natural GIS, all that stuff's been done somewhere on that plat?
It's on the plat, yep. And
our interest.
Yep, so once we, it's everything we've discussed in the past, just finite, you know, defined bounds. And once we approve, he signs the lease, and then he will go to planning, mm-hmm. is it?
Yeah, that's correct. Planning.
Yeah, he'll go to planning and present the plans, and they will establish all the legal lot lines with the registry of deeds, et cetera.
And having met with planning last Friday, they seemed like they were ready to push that through whatever we needed. So,
So it's all starting to come together.
Okay, thank you for that. And new business, we have none under that. And upcoming events, Chris has already gone over the appreciation cookout, the museum lion barbecue, and wind wheels in September. So that brings us to public input as we draw to a close here. Going once, going twice.
What was the record last month?
I'll go away.
Score, score, and
I'll ask a few questions if you'd like me to.
Well, we're going to come in at 25 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Record comes back up. I'm
pretty good. No, you run a good meeting as well.
So that brings us to record comments, and I will start with Brian.
No, looking forward to seeing these new projects, have some shovels in the ground and, you know, being able to see some new plaques in the, it's progress, it's great.
Okay. I guess I'll second that. You know, I'm looking forward to, seeing some construction on the airport, this year. That'd be really good. And that's all I have for the moment, Joe.
Thanks, everybody. Continue doing a great job. Glad to see things finally being born here, so good job.
And Jessica.
Yeah, I'd like to follow up and just express my condolences to the airport family for Chris passing. He's obviously, as Chris said, an icon, certainly, in Nashua and for with National Flight Sim. So, I just want to express those condolences to everyone that knew him and remember him. So, and then beyond that, just great work, Chris and Susan and NAA team and board and Gale Associates. Everybody's working super hard. It's really great to see everything. Nice to see you all in person last month, and I hope to be there in June as well.
Okay. Thank you. So, adjournment to non-public session pursuant to RJ 91A32A, the dismissal, promotion, or compensation of any public employee. Motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Okay. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Yes.
Director Duquette.
Yes.
Okay. We are adjourned to executive session. Thank you.